Pearl Harbor, 75th Anniversary, written by Jack Harrison, narrated by John Chancer. Preface. On December 7th, 2016, America and the world will mark the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor with a series of commemorative events focused on those taking place in Hawaii. In the time since the attack, the date has been honored with various memorials and commemorations to pay tribute to those who were killed that Sunday, and more generally to the millions who lost their lives during the course of the Pacific War. In the months after the Japanese offensive, "Remember December 7th" and "Remember Pearl Harbor" became slogans used to incite hatred of the enemy and unite Americans behind the common cause of forcing unconditional Japanese defeat. The words have stayed the same, but the sentiment has softened in the years since, to a point where all those who perished and suffered as a result of that infamous Sunday are remembered. Among those gathered on Oahu to pay their respects each year are those who witnessed it for themselves, coming together to honor fallen friends and colleagues, they being the only ones who can truly understand the horrors to which they were subjected. Even as their numbers become fewer with each passing year, we must never forget these brave souls and the thousands more who never got the chance to share their harrowing story. Throughout the entire action, and through all the arduous labors which followed, there was never the slightest sign of faltering or of cowardice. The actions of the officers and men were all wholly commendable. Their spirit was marvelous. There was no panic, no shirking or flinching. The words fail in attempting to describe the truly magnificent display of courage, discipline, and devotion to duty of all officers and men. Pearl Harbor Survivor. The story of Pearl Harbor is not an easy one to tell. Not only is it a gargantuan tale to try and weave into just 132 pages, but when delving into the facts, the sobering realization emerges that just 75 years ago, a war was raging across the earth which would eventually claim the lives of more than 20 million of its inhabitants. My interest in Pearl Harbor is historical, and that's what I wanted this volume to be about. But remaining detached enough to present the cold, hard facts has been a challenge, although it's one I feel privileged to have been able to take on. In my own small way, I've been able to remember the sacrifices that were made, the hardships which were endured, and the incredible bravery and determination that ordinary people, no different to myself, were able to summon in the face of adversity. I certainly hope my admiration and respect for all those who were involved on that day of infamy and the wider conflicts of which it was a part are reflected in this volume, and that my efforts to present a fair and balanced narrative of what was occurring on both sides of the Pacific comes across. In my own humble opinion, the Pearl Harbor attack is the single most defining episode of the last century, and we're still trying to fully understand and learn the effects of it today. To say that I'd like you to enjoy this read would seem strange given the topic, but I hope you find my presentation of Pearl Harbor history to be an interesting and informative one. Jack Harrison, author. Introduction. As the first of 353 Japanese aircraft broke through the clouds just a few miles off the coast of Oahu on the morning of December 7, 1941, it brought to an end America's long-held policy of remaining officially neutral in the devastating war which was engulfing the world. By the end of the offensive which ensued, the U.S. had lost more than 2,000 military personnel in a sneak attack. Japan was reveling in what it believed to be a great and decisive tactical victory, and neither could yet imagine the way in which the events of that fateful Sunday had already changed the world. For America, torn between nearly 165 years of isolationism and a growing desire for a global role, The attack on Pearl Harbor sent a unifying wave across the nation, which now entered the conflict with an overwhelming vigor and sense of resolve. Westwards, across the Pacific, Japan followed its success in Hawaii with a dominant military campaign in Southeast Asia, where it gained a significant early upper hand. Soon, however, the U.S. would begin a slow but decisive fight back, which would result in several key victories and culminate in the unleashing of the world's first atomic weapons in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's through this historical context that I have attempted to tell the fascinating and often harrowing story of Pearl Harbor. Not just what happened that day, but the complex set of circumstances which are inexorably linked to why it occurred, how it unfolded, and the significant impact felt by both the belligerents involved and the wider world.